The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Here we go. Okay, so hello and welcome everyone to Happy Hour. Lovely to be with you. The gift, giving each other the gift of our presence, the gift of our time, our presence, supporting each other in this practice. So I thank you, all of you, for showing up, whether it's in real time or whether later you're listening to this on Audio Dharma. So for today's practice, I wanted to bring our attention to a practice that sometimes we engage with here and in Happy Hour, and I think I did last week, and someone said that, oh, if we did appreciation, turning our mind, turning our awareness to what's good, what we often don't take fully in, what is good. I could do that forever. So I thought, okay, maybe for a while I'll do that once a week at least. As I teach Happy Hour 3 times a week, maybe once a week we'll engage with the heart-lifting practice of joy, and which can show up in different ways. Gratitude can lead to joy. Vicarious joy, happiness for happiness of others, can lead to joy. Appreciation for what's good about ourselves, about others, about cause and conditions, about the world. So there's so many ways to turn our hearts and minds towards what's good, towards what's joyous. And as I said before, again, it's not in a way to just be Pollyanna-ish, la-di-da, yeah, I'm just going to be, you know, turn a blind eye to what's challenging the world. Quite the opposite, actually. If we have a reservoir of joy, of gladness, it serves us, it helps us to face and be with what's difficult more easily for ourselves and for the world. So it's not an avoidance. It's actually a way of balancing. It's a way of balancing the 10,000 sorrows of the world with the 10,000 joys, because it's all present. It's all here. But we often, because of our evolutionary conditioning, we often turn to what's challenging, what's difficult, what's not going right. And we ignore, we just don't see, as if we have blinders on. We get accustomed too easily to what's actually really, really wonderful, really amazing. I paraphrase Sam Harris. He has a quote about, you know, when something really, really catastrophic happens in our lives, we, and any of us in some ways were just a phone call away, perhaps, from, you know, bad news from a doctor or a difficult diagnosis. You know, we never know what's going to happen in the future. But at those times, we turn back and think, oh, when life was normal, when life was normal or normal enough, and consider, this is when life is normal or normal enough. Of course, you might be dealing with challenges, but of course, what I'm saying, I'm offering it in general ways. When life is normal enough, and instead our minds, when life is normal enough, it turns to finding fault with what seems boring. Gosh, it's boring. Nothing is happening in my life. Or everything that we want, everything that we lack, that, oh, if I had that, I would be happier, or I would be happy if so-and-so and X, Y, and Z were in place. Instead of turning our minds, not to say we give up our aspirations. Of course, keep your aspirations for continuing to develop, continuing to serve in the best way you can, this being who is you and all beings everywhere. Continue to aspire for the best being you can be, and let go of the clinging, if I only had that, if I only, there's a very different feeling between clinging, which has an ouch to it, which is kind of painful, versus aspiration that lifts the heart, that inspires, that motivates. So I've said plenty. More will come. More will come, of course, with the guided meditation. And whether you're new to this practice, whether you're new to happy hour, whatever you need to know will be shared with you. So relax, enjoy the ride. So at this time, having set the frame for our practice a bit tonight, I'd like to invite us to land and to arrive in our bodies, embodiment. As we start our guided meditation, our meditation practice together, I invite you to close your eyes if that's comfortable for you. Settle, land in your seat. Arriving, taking stock of this being here, this moment of aliveness. Here. As always, we start with just sitting, being breathed. Sitting and being breathed. With each breath softening, releasing the body, releasing thoughts, releasing into what is here right now, however it is, not wanting it to be otherwise. Even if there is unpleasantness in the body or mind pleasant, can we release into it? Release into the totality, the spaciousness, greater, larger, more spacious, all encompassing. Letting awareness connect with the breath, the entirety of the breath. Sweet, comforting breath. However it shows up, however it's breathed in the body. If there are a lot of thoughts, distractions, might be helpful to attend, to become aware of the breath in the lower abdomen. That can help settle, ground us. as if deep in our belly, in our lower abdomen. Deep resonances of the breath, calming, soothing, settling. And if thoughts are arising, it's okay. Smilingly, smilingly. Without any judgment, release. Let go, as if blowing on flower petals. Gently, gently, come back later. Giving my heart to this practice right now. And letting the sensations of the body and the breath be center stage. Calming, soothing. The Buddha says, whatever you frequently think and ponder upon, that becomes the inclination of your mind. So instead of pondering, pondering upon what is lacking, what is missing, what we want, endless desires with clinging and grasping. Let us turn and ponder upon the goodness in our lives, the sources of goodness. And let us first turn to the goodness within our intentions, our aspirations for loving, caring, being kind, being generous, being of service, being truthful, not causing harm. Whatever your values might be, taking a moment to perhaps touch into the top three. And if there are more arising, it's okay. Feel the goodness, the wholesomeness of these intentions in your heart. This is not a time for judgment. I'm thinking of all the ways you lack, but to bring attention, awareness, to connect with your goodness. The wholesomeness. The more we connect with the wholesomeness, the more it will increase. Becomes the inclination of our minds. What inspires you? What aspires you? Now I would like to invite you to imagine an earlier version of yourself. In some ways, this earlier version maybe a few years ago or a decade ago, this earlier version of you. In some ways, we could consider that our earlier, our younger self has sent us into the future. In some ways, we are the progeny, the child of this younger version of ourselves. We are living the hopes and dreams, the aspirations, the goodnesses of a younger version of ourselves. Our younger version might have had challenges, gifts. Can we have a sense of gratitude as if we were turning around in time? I'm thanking an earlier version of ourselves, a younger version of ourselves. For their dedication, for their perseverance. For hanging in there, for their cultivation. Maybe for their hard work. Maybe for setting the direction so that we are right now practicing the Dharma. There was something about this younger version of ourselves, some aspiration for goodness. Maybe it was their suffering. Maybe it was their sorrow, their challenge that drove them, that inspired them to seek practice, to seek meditation, to seek community. We turn around and with an open heart appreciate and thank. Our younger selves. Again, this is not a time for self-judgment, but intend to turn your mind, your heart, to goodness. You can choose appreciation, goodness. You have a choice. Perhaps the words arise, thank you. Thank you, my dear. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Thank you for sending me into the future with gifts, with your hopes and aspirations. I see, I know there were times that were hard for you. You were suffering. You're in pain. Thank you for hanging in there. For me, for everyone, and the gifts of goodness of your character. Stay with appreciating the good, not a time to find fault. Thank you. Thank you, younger version of me. And also thank your younger self for their wholesome actions, wholesome thoughts, wholesome actions. Wholesome words. Instead of regretting or shaming our younger selves, let's really take this time to appreciate their goodness, their wholesome actions, deeds. As if you were seeing a beloved other, as if it's not really you. It's another being entirely. See them with kind eyes. As if they are your ancestors you're seeing. Your ancestor. The heart of appreciation, bowing to this ancestor that is you. Turning to this moment in time in your perception, feeling embodied, feeling your body being breathed, the goodness of wholesome actions, thoughts, deeds, aspirations, living through you, running through you. Take a moment, pause to appreciate it before we continue. Now I'd like to invite you to imagine a future version of yourself. Again, life is uncertain. We don't know what's going to happen next ever. But for the purpose of this exercise, this practice, imagine yourself some time into the future. Now this future being, future self, as if they are your child, you are sending them off into the future. Future you will not see, but they will see. They look at you. They deserve your best. They deserve. They want, they ask the best of you. Your wholesomeness, your wholeheartedness, and service, and kindness, and love, and truthfulness. They demand your best. In the most loving way, can we have the sense of love, care for this progeny, for this version of ourselves sent into the future? To send as much goodness as gift. As gifts to equipment, to equip them, to nurture them, nourish them. This sense of wholesome duty, loving duty as an offering to our future self. If the word duty doesn't work for you, try on loving gift. Loving bestowal or anything else. Just as they thank you for your effort, for your aspirations, inspired wholesome actions and cultivation. You love them. You want them to shine, to serve, to be the best version of you they can possibly be. Offering them your gifts out of love, your actions, your hard work, your dedication. Both to them and to serve all beings. Seeing yourself in this line now, your past self, your ancestor, and now bringing in other ancestors, if you wish, who sent you into the future they could not reach. And you, appreciating their gifts, bowing to their gifts, and sending your gifts, your actions, your wholesomeness as an offering for the future, your future self, and all beings who are impacted by your goodness. Looking at you with loving eyes, caring eyes, for our sake. For our sake, do what needs to be done. Cultivate what needs to be cultivated. For all of our sakes, they tell you. And not to feel it as a burden, but it's a sense of aspiration, opportunity, agency, receiving gifts, giving gifts, past, present, future, all around 360 degrees, yourself and all beings. May we appreciate all the gifts we have received from our past selves, from our ancestors, and appreciate the goodness, capacity to give, to cultivate gifts to the future and to all beings everywhere. May all beings know their deep goodness. May all beings, including ourselves, be free. Thank you. Thank you for your practice. Appreciating goodness internally in this moment, all the gifts of the present moment, gifts sent to us from the past, gifts into the future. So we have some time for reflections, for any aha moments that might have come up, for your own benefit, the benefit of others, offering them as gifts. You can type them in chat. If only typed to me privately, I won't read your name, just your reflection. And if it's typed to everyone, I'll read your name. You can also raise your hand. Fazal, am I saying your name right?
It's Fuzzle.
Fuzzle.
It's fine. Irish. Yeah. So I've made a lot of mistakes in the past, and I've been doing the 5 contemplations every day, and it's kind of like thinking about how those affect my current situation. So this is like a nice balance. That was very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
To the contemplation on the karma from past actions.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I appreciate you bringing that in, because with the 5 contemplations, and just to catch people up, the 5th one, for anyone who's not familiar with, is acknowledging that I am the owner of my actions. I'm the owner of my actions. My actions are my arbitrator and protection. And we often, as you said, we focus on the negative reverberations of our actions. And it's just as important to focus on the positive, to balance it with the positive, and not just in the past, but in the present, that yes, I'm the owner of my actions. And I have to say that with the five contemplations, the fifth one is for me, for different people, different ones are really alive. And for me, all of them, but especially the fifth one, wow, I'm the owner of my actions. Whatever I do for good or for evil, I am the owner. I am born of my actions. I'm heir to my actions. It's such a rich contemplation. So I appreciate you, yeah, realizing, oh, yes, bringing the goodness. Like, yes, if I do goodness in the world, that's going to percolate. And also appreciating the goodness in the past. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you for that. Thanks for bringing that in. Yeah. Any other reflections or aha moments, please raise your Zoom hand, because if your physical hand, I may not see. Or you can also type in chat or any reflections. Private appreciation for the goodness. You are welcome. Thank you for your practice. And wonderful to see all the folks on YouTube joining us from Brazil and UK and Mexico. So since no reflections are arising right now, I will say, okay, one more. Catherine?
I just had a really sweet experience of seeing myself through my younger self's eyes and being like, I would be so proud of myself. It brought tears of joy to just be like, oh, my younger self would be really into who I am now.
Sweet. Sweet. Thanks so much for sharing that. Yeah. That is very, very, yeah, beautiful to connect. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that, Catherine. Yeah. So a couple of questions are coming. So I'll answer the questions that, and then I like to go into the practice, into the groups, and reserve time at the end. So one question that's coming up is how to fit with contemplation of death. Yeah, both and. As I said when I led this contemplation, future is uncertain. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen the next moment. Absolutely. And yet there is both and. We don't just give away and stop doing cultivation because we'll die. We live fully. We live completely, giving our gifts into the future, knowing that life can end at any moment. So we have to be able to hold really complexity. Both this moment could be my last breath, and oh yeah, I might live another decade. And what do I want to send into the future? And another reflection on YouTube I really struggled with this meditation. Anger seems to arise on me. So how can I appreciate my goodness? Yeah. In this case, there might be a need for forgiveness practice. Forgiveness practice for forgiving self in the past, for forgiving, letting go, and maybe even turning to the self that is struggling right now with compassion to the self that's really angry right now, to hold this present self with compassion and make some room with kindness. So I do see your hand, Claire, but I would like to turn right now to small groups so that we don't run out of time. So with small groups, I like to spend a little bit of time setting them up and asking you, first of all, the reason we practice in small groups is to bring our practice from the cushion, from our eyes closed, meet others, meet the world in the space of practice, in the space of kindness, the space of tenderness. It's not about impressing them. It's not about educating them. It's not about managing other people's experience or facilitating the group. Please only speak from your own authentic experience, not commenting, not probing others, and holding silent space for yourself and for others. When your turn comes, you can say pass or you can share a nugget, and please share one nugget. We're going to do the format that's called the spiral. So instead of a long monologue, you share, if you have five nuggets, you only share one nugget, one thing that came up for you. And then you pass it on to the next person. They might say pass. They might share one nugget, one thought. Then the third person, and then it comes back to you. And then you go round and round a few times, sharing from your own experience and sharing, holding space with kindness for each other. It's not just go and talk amongst yourself. It's a very sacred space. It's a ritualistic way of participating this way. So with that, I'm going to create the rooms and invite you to be kind to yourself, take care of yourself, take care of others. Let there be a lot of care. Let there be a lot of care. So I'm going to open the room. Take care. Be kind. Here we go. Welcome back, everyone. We have just about a minute or two for any reflections that might have come up during your practice in Sangha. You're welcome to raise your hand or type in chat. Bill.
Hey, I wanted to ask a question, and maybe the answer would be too long to fit in at the hour, but I'm going to ask it anyway. We talked about, you know, aspiration. At what point does aspiration become striving? Because there seems like there's a gray area there where I aspire for things, but I really want these things. You know, I mean, in terms of development.
That's a very good question. And also I really appreciate how there is sensitivity that you have, Bill, that you know that, yeah, there can be a gray area and how to tell the difference. So I turn it back to you and turn it back to embodiment. Feel in your body what it feels like. There is a different feeling between aspiration, inspiration, and striving. It's just, you can feel it. And if you will know, and if you don't know, just continue to sit with it. You will know, Bill.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for that question. Lovely. Quick couple of reflections before we close. Sarah says, I like thinking about my younger self going for her aspirations and dreams, which produce results that I feel grateful for today. Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that. Mary says, appreciation for Sangha for the witness received. Ah, beautiful. And Donna says, thank you, Nikki, for offering this so consistently during this whole pandemic time. Ah, it has enriched my life so much. And attending in person today, such a joy to be with your sweet love and self. Oh, that's so sweet, Donu. Thank you so much for being here and showing up and your presence, your practice, and for you and all of you All of you, thank you. Your presence is a gift to me. We give each other's gifts. Your practice is a gift to me. We give each other gifts. So with that, one last thing, Sheila. I hadn't previously considered the goodness of an earlier form of myself who acted courageously in the face of adversity at one time in my life. Yes. Yes, may we consider the courageousness. Oh, that touches me so much. May we appreciate. So thank you, dear ones. Thank you for your practice. Thank you for the courage of your earlier selves that have sent you into the future. And here you are practicing the Dharma. How beautiful. May all beings be well. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thank you all. Be well. And now I stop the recording.